signing legislation sometime today to raise the debt ceiling, averting a crisis Monday when the nation would have started running out of cash to pay its bills. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The stakes could not have been higher.
President Biden took to the airwaves last night to explain to the American people how crucial it was to strike a deal with Republicans to avert a government default.
With the American economy and the world economy is at risk of collapsing, there's no other way.
But many Democrats are upset the president agreed to new limits on government food assistance programs like SNAP, worrying about struggling Americans losing their safety net. The legislation, passed Thursday by the Senate, raises the debt limit until 2025 and gives lawmakers budget targets for the next 2 years. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan took the oath of office for a new presidential term on Saturday after winning re-election last weekend, extending his rule into a third decade. At a ceremony at the parliament in Ankara, which was broadcast live, he said, "I, as president, swear upon my honor and integrity to safeguard the existence and independence of the state." Three Europeans returned home on Saturday, a day after being released by Iran in a prisoner swap, and Tehran said there was no reason for Europeans to be arrested if they were not exploited by foreign security services. Three men, two with dual Austrian-Iranian nationality and one Dane, were released on Friday by Iran in return for an Iranian diplomat as part of a swap in which Iran freed a Belgian aid worker last week, according to a Belgian government spokesperson. No more survivors have been found in the wreckage of a train that derailed in eastern India, killing more than 280 people and injuring about 900 more. AP correspondent Karen Chamez reports.
People cry out for oxygen as they hurriedly carry an injured passenger on a stretcher into an ambulance. Under the blackened Indian sky, chaotic scenes erupted as rescuers climbed atop the wrecked trains to break open doors and windows using cutting torches. The accident in Odisha, about 137 miles southwest of Kolkata, is one of India's deadliest train crashes in history. 10 to 12 coaches of one train derailed, and debris from some of the mangled coaches fell onto a nearby track. The debris was hit by another passenger train coming from the opposite direction, causing up to three coaches of the second train to also derail, according to authorities. I'm Karen Chamas.
The UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees has raised only about one-third of the $300 million needed to help, despite dire warnings from officials. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The UN Secretary General said at the start of the pledging conference, the agency known as UNRWA is on the verge of financial collapse. The Commissioner General of UNRWA says the new pledges are below the funds needed to keep over 700 schools and 140 clinics open from September through December. At the beginning of the year, UNRWA appealed for $1.6 billion. Donors on Friday announced $812 million in pledges, but just $107 million were new contributions. The country's pledging new funds were not announced. I'm Julie Walker.
Ukraine's plans for a counteroffensive against Russian occupation remain on track, its deputy defense minister told Reuters on Saturday, despite an unprecedented wave of missile and drone attacks across the country in recent weeks. The minister said that alongside cruise missile strikes, Ukraine had faced repeated volleys of ballistic missiles in May, especially in urban centers, including the capital, Kyiv. Meantime, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky told the Wall Street Journal that Ukraine is ready to launch its long-awaited counteroffensive to recapture Russian-occupied territory. He told the newspaper that he strongly believes his country will succeed. For more stories, check us out online at voanews.com or download our app to your mobile device. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.
VOA1. Right now. VOA1.